show crew members, what it be?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
I love pressing buttons. Yo, yes. How you doing, brother? It's been a minute. A
lot of things going on.
Yeah, man. Glad to have you back in here.
Glad to be back.
So we were trying to figure out what to do for this episode because we found out Andy wasn't going to be here. I mean, he has his midterm. Good luck to him. You know what I mean? Best of luck and all that.
I hope he fails.
I mean, I kind of don't.
Not really. I'm kidding.
Look, man. Cash rolls everything around me, all right? Like, you mean I want him to get more. That's right. It's all about the cream, baby. So, and remember, Wu-Tang is for the children. That might be the name of the episode.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right, and this episode has nothing to do with Wu-Tang.
That's fine.
So, we didn't really know what we were going to do with Andy out. We're like, okay, maybe we'll do a Heroes and Villains. We started throwing some of that around, and that was actually... We got some interesting ones on that.
We did, and actually, I have them in my notes for when...
For when Andy, we do another H&V?
When we do another H&V or when Andy comes back. But he did bring out a good suggestion. So today is going to be a shorty but a goodie like always. It's actually the... we're going to do the State of Play for September of 2023. Yep. Some interesting things going on here.
We had... Okay, so... It was, yeah, I think interesting is probably the best way to explain.
Yeah, for me anyway, I thought this one was a little underwhelming. There were a couple that I was, literally a couple that was I was intrigued about. That's about it.
So let's start it off with how they started off very weirdly.
Yeah, you want to start in order. So this one is going to be Baby Steps.
So... Essentially, you're talking about a guy who literally cannot do anything. Like, his walking is so robotic.
He literally looks like it literally looks like Seth Rogen in a jumpsuit, right?
Yes.
So, yes. Like, when I saw this trailer, I was like, dude, if this dude opens his mouth and he sounds like Seth Rogen, I was going to be like, outstanding. It looks like him. It should be him talking.
Now, the weird thing is the physics of the game, and that's the part that is either, you're either going to love it or you're going to hate it, because I hate it. So, it's very much like, I want to say, like, Party Animals is a game that kind of has the same look of physics.
I don't even know, dude.
Like, the, Totally Accurate Battle Simulator, like, you mean, because, I fucked it, because it's on GameCube, Jesus Christ, it's on Game Pass, play it, I'm telling you, play it.
I've seen it, yeah, I just haven't
played it. It is so much fun. But, yeah, so this is a very, very, very weird game.
But you notice how when he takes the steps that they are very, kind of, as silly as it sounds, they're very precise. Like
incredibly intentional.
So what I'm thinking is they probably use the triggers for the walking.
Oh, that's fucking fantastic. I didn't even think of that.
Right, because the haptic feedback and all that other kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It would make sense that he's pulling, or she is pulling a trigger, to slowly reach their leg out and stuff like that. Did you notice that in some of the clips?
Yeah. You know something? You bring up a very, very good point. So, I didn't even really think about that until now.
Yeah. And
the haptics would be perfect for this.
Yeah. So the movement of like the steps that he takes looks like it's almost like a trigger movement.
They don't care about language in
no.
this. Like,
oh,
I mean, it's like,
God, it's fantastic.
Get that fucker. Hook that fucker, because they're talking about grabbing, like, doing a...
Grappling hook.
Doing a grappling hook. Grapple that fucker. It's like, yeah. Really? But, all right, so you play as Nate, an unemployed Failson. What the hell's a Failson? Unemployed Failson with nothing going for him until one day he discovers a power he never knew he had, putting one foot in front of the other.
Oh, my God.
It's, like I said, dude, this is so, like, you get to ride a skateboard. Like, I love that. So, we're watching the trailer. You're riding a skateboard, and you're putting 2 feet just, like, directly in front of you.
Yeah, and then he falls.
And then he falls off to the side. But, like, I remember trying to ride skateboards like that. You know what I mean? Back in the day when I was still fucking stupid. I mean, I kind of am, but. You get to explore the world shrouded in mist one step at a time. Hike the serene mountains by placing each step. Footstep in yourself. God damn, I am fucking up today. I'm not even high.
Maybe that's the problem.
Maybe I need to be. An original physics-based gameplay from the minds of Ape Out and Get Over It. Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, especially with those guys. Take in the sights, fall in love with the local fauna, and try to find meaning in a wasted life. Damn, they really went hard.
Jesus. Anyway. Yeah.
I don't so we know it's gonna come out summer of next year. That's about all we know though.
Just like Andy said though, it's gonna make for some really good you know, some really good clips and shit online. Oh my god, it's gonna be outstanding.
People are gonna have a lot of fun fucking with this game.
That's the type of game you just kinda wanna watch a streamer play and you'll have a great time.
Yeah.
Oh
my god, Jacob playing this will probably be so funny.
Guaranteed. Up next, we have Ghostbusters Rise of the Ghost Lord. Now, that is a VR game.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. I like the idea. And it kind of sits there for now, for me. You know?
I mean, so I'm not mad at the idea with it, because I'm like, okay, like, look, I want kids now to enjoy Ghostbusters as much as we did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? From the movies, the cartoon shows, like, dude, all of it. I want them to just experience and enjoy it just as much as we loved it.
Yeah, I agree.
So with that, you know what I mean? You're playing, I can't even really explain. So I think Surgical Simulator or something like that. That's probably where the closest gameplay look is.
Oh, maybe.
You know what I mean? Because like the way the characters are drawn, you know what I mean? It's very much that. It's almost Telltale.
I wonder if it's the same company that did it.
I would think it would have to be. But yeah, like I'm thinking like it's very Telltale-ish. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's cel-shaded.
Yeah.
So yeah, Ghostbusters Rise of the Ghost Lord. Do we know when that one's coming out? Mm-hmm. Oh, October 26th.
Yeah, let's say I think it's
fuck yeah.
Actually, a lot of these games,
and like you said, dude, a lot of these games, one's on VR, dude. Yeah. They were throwing shit at us like so it's gonna be soon.
A lot of these games are recent, like very, very soon, like Spider-Man and all that other kind of stuff. It was less than a month away.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's 33 days.
We also found out. I'll just talk about this because I don't know where this was in the actual, I can't remember where it was in the state of play. Roblox, and I talked about this last week on the episode for news. It's going to be coming to PlayStation October 10th. Mm-hmm. We actually got the date now.
Okay.
So again, Roblox is quite literally the epitome of sandbox. You can create anything. You create levels, you create worlds, all of it. And then you just let other people play it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, I know a few people who have done that type of thing. You know what I mean, like my daughter loves fucking Roblox. She goes like doing these spiral staircase things and then like you need to jump and
yeah.
I mean the physics aren't bad and she rarely asks me for help on it, which I'm actually really happy for because you mean it's showing that she's trying to work through it.
Very cool.
So what do we have next?
We have Resident Evil 4, but we have two, I don't know if it's two different games or one game. Anyway, you have Resident Evil 4 VR mode, which looks outstanding, and I know for a fact that Andy is like, he's going to be balls deep in it when it happens. And then you have Resident Evil 4 Separate Ways. Now, I don't know if that's like a DLC.
So that's what it is.
It's a DLC.
It's a DLC.
To the Resident Evil 4 VR mode?
Well, no, to Resident Evil 4.
Okay.
You play as Ada Wong.
I see that.
In the DLC. Like, it caught me off guard because I wasn't expecting a Resident Evil 4 DLC. You know what I mean? Dude, the game came out on GameCube.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's cool that they're...
Oh, I'm not mad at it. I mean, look, I'll probably end up playing it just because Resident Evil 4 is my favorite out of all of them.
Yeah.
But the Separate Ways DLC is going to be coming out September 21st. And just like Anthony was saying, we got to get a look at the Resident Evil 4 VR.
That looks outstanding.
It looks wild. I wasn't expecting it to come out looking that good.
I agree.
So what else we got?
This is one of the games I'm actually excited about because I saw the physics behind it when they were playing the trailer and I saw the creature running. And as soon as I saw the way the hands moved, I was like, I know who created this game. The next game I'm going to talk about is Avatar Frontiers of Pandora. Now, when I saw this trailer, I was like, great. They're doing another Avatar game. It's literally going to be like the James Cameron Avatar game that was on PlayStation 3 and Xbox and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Right? And I played that game. By the way, it's one of the worst games I've ever played. So I was like, great, they're making another one because this, this movie, the recent movie came out. And yeah. I was like, this is going to be fucking terrible. As soon as I saw the first person and how they were moving and how the hands are moving, I was like, okay, this is actually going to be good, because it gave me a feel of a Far Cry game, which is Ubisoft, who created this game.
Yes.
So when I saw that, I was like, okay, we have a chance for this game to actually be really good. Now, I don't know if it's multiplayer. I don't know if it's just single player. They don't talk about it in the trailer.
That is a good point.
Right? See that? See how the hands were?
Yeah.
That's Far Cry 6 all over.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I wonder if they use that as like a blanket to start, as like a canvas to start.
They probably and add did. To it.
Either way, the game does look really good, surprisingly. I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm really hoping it's going to be like a multiplayer sort of thing, kind of like Far Cry 6 is.
That would be cool.
Yeah. If you could go in with another person, or it seems like we talked about it before in previous episodes, that a lot of the multiplayer or co-op games are now not sticking to the traditional co-op, but they're doing like a three.
Yeah.
So even if we can go in as three, oh my God, that'd be sick.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're playing as a Navi who was actually raised by humans.
Well, she was stolen and raised by humans.
Yes. And then she gets to, I mean, essentially she becomes they want her to be a double agent.
Pretty much.
And infiltrate the Navi and then, you know what I mean, let the humans help, you know, help the humans take over and all that shit. But it looks like she wants to be part of her people. You know what I mean? There's great pride in being a Navi.
Yeah.
And she wants to, I mean, she wants to jump all in that.
Which, by the way, is coming out December 7th, 2023. Like, all these games are, like, so right close. Around the corner, dude.
So close.
It's very, very exciting.
Yeah, we got that one December 7th, and it's just, this is another one that I'm very, very curious on how the gameplay is going to be.
Well, so wait, PlayStation has, PlayStation has a contract with Ubisoft, right?
Yeah,
where they so I wonder not. This won't be like a Game Pass thing where you're going to be able to play it day one. But I wonder if you'll be able to get it at least discounted or on sale if you do it through. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I mean, there are certain sales you catch because you're a PlayStation Plus
right.
subscriber.
So I'm wondering if like maybe that'll come in slightly cheaper. Who knows?
Maybe.
But yeah, it looks like a cool game. I'm excited.
The only part that made me look a little nervous was when you saw her flying down and then like on the flying creature and then like at the water.
Yeah.
The way it was like skimming across the water, it didn't look that clean.
Yeah. And again,
I mean, look, the game is 2 months, 3 months out. So
yeah. So hopefully it's
plenty of time to clean up.
Yeah. Hopefully they polish that kind of stuff up. Next is Ghost Runner 2.
I wasn't expecting that. I saw that. I'm like, okay, cool. Another ghost. I'm like Ghost Runner. I'm like, I thought this was already on PlayStation, and then I realized it was the second one. I'm like, oh,
yeah. So the first one I played. It's aesthetically pleasing to the eye.
It is.
I love the colors. The gameplay idea is really cool. It's just not my cup of tea. Like I said, I did play it. It was good for what it was. It's just not the type of game that I like to enjoy. I'm not gonna knock it. Like I said, it was a decent game for what it is. It's just not my type of gameplay style.
It's a pretty quick turnaround though, yeah. Going from because the first one came out last year, I think.
You know what?
I know it. I'm pretty sure it came out during the lull of everything with COVID. I mean, now since we're booming back up with fucking games coming out like every other day.
I'm going to let you know. I just literally spelled.
Come on.
I flipped the word, the two letters. So instead of ghost, it was gushed.
Gosh, dang it.
Oh, my God. I'm an idiot. So let's see. See, the original Ghost Runner. One of the first things is like, why is Ghost Runner so hard?
It is. I have heard that it is difficult.
It is a difficult game. October 27th, 2020. So it's been 3 years.
Okay, that's not bad. Hopefully they find a good way to continue on the story.
It seems like they're making them bigger and better and faster. That's literally what the trailer's about. They're like, we got to make them stronger and faster and more things he can do. And it was like, well, okay.
Then let's go.
What else did they talk
Come
about?
Come on, man, you're leading the show. I'm just
I'm getting there. Ah, here you go. Thought this was really cool. Andy did bring this up, and so we have new colors and skins for the PlayStation 5. It's called the Deep Earth Collection. It comes in red, blue, and white. Andy did bring up a good point that hopefully the start of this is a good way forward to seeing maybe new skins that are produced by Sony, or they have a secondary company that
third party
that produces them for them, and we can start to see new skins for the controllers and the actual system itself. I agree with Andy. It's something that is really cool, and hopefully you know, we continue to see stuff like this come out.
I really like that blue.
Yeah, it's a nice
blue. That blue is just...
I like them all.
I mean, look, I like them all as well.
I don't think the last one's white. I think it's like it looks like a slate silver. Gray or like a silver.
Yeah, it says silver on here.
Oh, does it?
Okay. Yeah.
There you go. Next, we're going to go into the game Helldivers 2. And actually, I will give you Andy's feedback on this game. Because I do agree with what he said on that one as well. So, let's see. Helldivers 2, he said, "This is," and I quote, this is directly from Andy. He said, "It looks fine, but it's just to me, or does it seem like yet another Mass Effect, Destiny, or Anthem clone?" I agree. The first thing I said before they popped the name up, I was like, what is this, another Destiny?
Yeah, I can understand that.
And I agree with him 100%. It's I don't. They made a first one, so was the first one PC only?
I'm guessing it had to be because I know nothing about Helldivers.
I don't either. And what's crazy is at the end of the trailer, it was like finally coming to PlayStation 5 or whatever. No,
okay, it was actually a PlayStation. It's actually a PlayStation exclusive. Shot. I mean, minus Windows getting it, but PS4, PS3, and Vita.
I've never seen this game.
Neither have I.
When did it come out?
This came out 2015.
Jeez.
Running off. Sheesh. It's running off of a BitSquid engine. I haven't even heard of that.
Yeah, I have no idea. But I think it was Arrowhead Studios is the one who created this.
Yeah. So. Other games coming from Arrowhead Studios. I just pulled this up just because I wanted to say.
Hell yeah.
We have games like Magicka, the Showdown event, Gauntlet. I mean, look, they look like a fairly small studio. You mean indie studio. Speaking of that, we're definitely going to have something to talk about when it comes down to the indies and what's going to be happening next year, because I saw some articles that made me fucking pissed.
Really?
With Unity.
Oh, we can talk about that.
Yes, we will. So, yeah, that's Arrowhead Game Studios, and we are... Do we even know when that's going to be coming out? February 8th.
There you go.
Of next year.
Next year, okay. On to one of my favorites.
Please.
Is Marvel's Spider-Man 2.
Let's go.
I've been waiting for this game for the longest time. Watching this state of play also reminded me that my dumbass did not pre-order the game. So I did. I finally pre-ordered the game. It's coming out in 33 days.
Shit. You actually. Okay. Nice.
It's got the actual countdown. So it's like, it's like you can. This will download in 33 days.
Nice.
And I am ecstatic. And yes, I nerded out and I got the deluxe edition because I want those extra. Suits.
So those extra Spidey suits for both of them, it's like I have never seen.
Well, it's cool because
anything like some of those.
Well, what's cool is in the trailer they even say that I think there's like 90 suits in this game. I don't quote me on that. I know we're watching the trailer now, but there is a metric fuck ton of suits in this game, and the coolest part about it is there's going to be old school versions of the suits that are throughout the comics, newer versions
like you've seen in the movies,
Insomniac original versions, yep. Which I think some of the actual ones that come with the deluxe version are some of the original ones.
I feel like the ones that they're creating as originals are going to be some of the more futuristic looking ones because like,
yes, that's what I thought too.
There aren't that many. I mean, you have like Armored Spider-Man and Future Foundation Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you only have a handful that are actually like that really futuristic, like 2099 look.
Right. This game looks outstanding. The fact that you can play as either Spider-Man and switch between them
almost instantly.
Yeah. You pull up the hub on the right hand side and you can pick whatever Spider-Man you want. Depending on some missions that you do, you will be requested to play as one or the other or
yes.
both. You're going to see some of the newer villains. You're looking at it now. There's Venom.
So we already saw Lizard in the trailer, which I am so excited. I was talking with Andy last week about that. Like, Lizard looks so fucking cool.
Yes, he does.
There is one spot in this trailer, and I need you to tell me if you're seeing what I see. Here. You cannot tell me that's not Mysterio.
No, it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
No, it is.
Yeah, dude. So you have Kraven, Venom, Lizard.
You're going to have everybody. I guarantee.
Fucking.
You're going to have everybody.
Mysterio. Like, dude, you're pulling in a rose gallery that I wasn't expecting for this game. Mm-hmm. Like, and look, I'm here for it 100%. 150%. I'm here for it.
I'm telling you right now, you're going to have everything.
I mean, look, I'm going to play this game. I'm going to buy it. It's not going to be a day one for me just because, like, dude, I still have Ragnarok I need to play.
Yeah, I have that too. I have that. I have Horizon Forbidden West downloaded that I have to play.
That game was fantastic. Yeah. I need to buy the DLC.
Yeah. It's like I just want to play these games on like easy so I can just enjoy the story and not. But see, the completionist in me is like, play it on the hardest difficulty and find everything.
Yes. I fully understand that.
So, yeah.
But no, I will be. I mean, like, when I play, I just play on normal difficulty and then just enjoy it all. But yeah, dude, the suits that you get in this are
they're awesome.
Absolutely insane.
Do they list any of them?
I don't see anything being listed. One of the big things was the web wings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With being able to swing and then fly.
That. Yeah, dude. Like, that's outstanding.
And basically, every suit has web wings.
Yeah, it's outstanding.
It's fantastic. And then, not to mention, they have basically doubled the size of the map.
Yeah.
Because now you're dealing with Queens.
I think it's Queens.
I thought it was Harlem.
Nope. I'm pretty sure it's
no,
Queens.
No, it's not Harlem.
Queens
no.
and the other.
We'll keep the silence right there.
Yeah.
Or the science.
Science.
I mean, it is Spider-Man. A lot of it is science.
Science. Science and stuff.
Science.
Science and stuff.
So this game is going to be coming out October 20th, correct?
Oh, yes. Just fucking hurry up, October. Get
please.
Here. I'm so excited for that damn game. Sorry, I had a bear cave in the left nostril.
It's all good. What else we got?
Tales of Arise Beyond the Dawn.
So, I mean, this looked cool. It's not my style of game. It's very...
Mine either.
It's very, like, Final Fantasy, like, JRPG.
Yes.
Like, with the way that it looks. And that's perfectly fine. I know that stuff is very, very,
they're going to make bountiful. Their money's worth.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not mad at it. It's just like, for me personally, I don't run with it. What else?
Oh, I thought you were still talking. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Listen, I'm going to butcher this.
Please.
But is it Honkai Star Rail? H-O-N-K-A-I, Honkai?
Sure.
We're going to go with it. If you have a correction, correct me, please. You're going to Google it? Say it for me, Google.
Honkai, that looks right from what you said.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I kind of skipped this on the... I skipped this, I skipped the next one, and the last one. Even though it's, like, supposed to be, like, you know, the largest slated
it
game
also,
to come out.
Hoyaverse, that's right. Yeah, I was confused. I'm not confused. It's just, like, again, the JRPG.
Not my cup of tea. Hey, we just Dr. Seuss the shit out of that. What?
Oh, Jesus. I mean, I can give you that one. That's no problem.
Oh my god, that's funny. So yeah, that there's Honkai Star Fall.
And then because we said it earlier.
Oh, I forgot we had that.
Dude, I still have everything from.
Okay, on to the next. So yeah, Honkai Star Fall. Another JRPG. At least is what it looks like. Looks cool. Right. So on
the whole thing just played while we were fucking around talking stupid. So
oh, that's fun. Next, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
All right, I'm gonna go into Foam Masters. Foam Stars. Sorry. Oof. As I was. It's Foam Stars. Open beta. Yes.
Oh yeah 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 yeah. All right. Gotcha.
Yeah. You do some talking. My mouth hurts from talking.
I got what it was? Oh, yeah, Squeenix.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this was fucking weird. This was, like, beyond weird.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one. Actually, you know what? Let me revert to Andy's notes and see what he said.
Yeah, so you will basically... Okay, so, you know... Was it Splatoon?
Well, hold on. Hold on. Foam Stars Open Beta Party / No, respectfully.
He said respectfully?
Yes. He's too nice. He's too nice.
It reminds me a lot. This is basically just a better looking Splatoon. Because, oh dude, with Splatoon, you mean it's all about taking over an area with the color and all that type of shit. You're doing the same thing in this. It's just with foam.
You know, I should have used his notes for Honkai Star Rail as well.
Why? What do you say?
I'm going to revert back to that really quick. He's like, meh. Not gonna yuck on other people's yum, but I feel like I've seen this game 1,000 times over, and he's right.
Yeah, I mean, you have like Phantasy Star Online and all those types of games. I mean, they're all the same type of shit. The same type of game. I shouldn't say shit because that's not what I meant by it. So yeah, we're watching the trailer for Foam Stars right now, and yeah, it's just weird. I mean, you literally have characters that are wearing backpacks, jetpacks, which create foam, or guns, and I don't even know what the hell's happening now.
Yeah. Oh, right. God.
It is just a huge bubble of foam just hitting everywhere all around the city.
I got an idea.
It is such clean fun.
Let's move on to the last one. For the love of God.
Why? Even this one, we have no real. Look, I have no dog in the race when it comes down to anything Final Fantasy.
So yeah, this is Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I'm just going to use Andrew's notes here. It says Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. And I quote, okay, I don't want to get the FF fan base mad at me, but I got to be honest. The game looks fantastic. The writing seems like it's always great. Probably a whole lot of fun. Yet, for some strange reason, I still don't care at all. Every time I see an FF game or remake at this point, my brain immediately thinks Skyrim. And I do agree, because...
He and I talked about that last week.
Okay, and he's like, okay, so we're still doing this, huh? But listen, as silly as it sounds, everything he literally just said, I agree 100%. When am I going to see something new?
And that's exactly what I was about to say. When
am I going to see somebody thinking outside of the box? When am I going to see a deviation from the plan of the same old FF stuff? Great, you love it. I get it. I understand. That's like, Wes is a huge Borderlands guy, but they keep releasing it over and over again. And it's like one of those, all right, I've done it. I've seen it. I don't care anymore.
Same, just like you said earlier, Skyrim.
It's
same exact thing.
So do something different. Be original. Think outside the box.
Please. For the love of God.
For the love of Christ.
All right. So that was the Sony State of Play for September of this year. I overall will probably give it about a B+. I'm going to give it a B+ just because...
You're too nice.
Yeah, I mean, there is that.
I'm going to give it a C+.
Going to give it a C+? Okay.
C+. And the only reason it's a C+.
So Resident Evil 4, really, I loved seeing the DLC for that.
It's cool. You know what? I'm going to go with a B-. Go with a B-. Because I think the VR for the Resident Evil 4 is a great idea. It's going to be really cool. I do think the DLC is also a pretty cool idea for a game that's...
And having it be an Ada, too.
For a game that is that old. And Spider-Man, The Avatar game looks interesting. I'm not going to say it's going to be great, but
yeah, we'll see.
It has promise. It has promise.
Like every Far Cry game, it has promise. Let's just see what happens.
You know, it's, you know, it's crazy, but because we're currently playing Far Cry 6, me and Andy, and great game, but it has that same old feel. Like nothing's really changed.
Mm-hmm.
Just the bad guy. It's like, eh, all right.
Yeah, you're basically just, you mean, you ported Montana into a fake island.
Pretty much.
And then you basically just start running the same fucking thing that you did in 5. Yeah, no. I get it. Much. I fully understand that. And that's been a problem. That's been a problem with Ubisoft.
Yeah.
Because they ran that into the ground with Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, and that's...
Because they changed what the original format Assassin's Creed was and then ran that to the ground.
Yeah.
And look, it was fun. Origins was cool. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you played Origins, you played Valhalla, I mean, you played all of those, so...
Yes, yes.
But now, with the new one that's going to be coming out, Mirage? I do know that that one is supposed to be back to the OG.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, being a little sneaky and all that type of shit.
And it's one of those, I'll wait until it's, like, free to play, I think. It's not that it's not going to be good. It's just, yeah, it's that feeling of the same old grind, the same shit. So that's why I have promise for this Avatar game, because it looks more story-based, more mission and story-based, which is pretty cool. So we'll see.
All right, cool. So now since we had that, now we'll give you news. All right.
Yeah, I got no news today. So normally I at least have a...
No worries.
A addition. I got nothing today.
I just mainly want to talk about this big thing. So Unity is a game developer. We all know them. They have put shit out with everybody. Everybody's been using Unity. You know what I mean? Like, it just makes sense.
Yeah.
They have just released what they want to do starting next year. One of the biggest things about Unity that made it so great is that you had games like Among Us, Hollow Knight, Cuphead, Fall Guys, and the developers of those games paid little or nothing to, you know what I mean? I mean, towards like Unity's whole like corporation thing. I mean, they used a little bit of it.
Yeah.
They paid a little bit, but I mean, then the game got bigger and everything else like that.
Makes sense.
In 2020, Unity went public with their shares on the stock market. So with that, their shares opened at $75 and then spiked as high as $201, which is pretty damn good. But then they plummeted last year to $30 a share.
Go further. I'll buy it.
mainly because of like the Apple privacy changes and everything else that happened with Apple and Epic and all that shit.
Yeah.
So now the company has began a series of massive layoffs, looking at laying off about 600 employees, which is a bunch of bullshit.
That's a lot.
It is, dude. I mean, it's 8% of the total staff, but that's still, dude, that's a lot of, I mean, that's a lot of families not having.
Damn, they got that many people.
Holy shit. I know. That's what I was thinking too. But like, so the biggest issue right now is that they, no matter what, for a company, I mean, like the companies for Fall Guys and Among Us and all that, they would have to pay a certain fee per download. In order to have their games run on Unity's stuff.
Oh, that's yuck.
So everybody's saying, all right, fuck off.
Yeah.
Everybody's saying, fuck right off. Cult of the Lamb. The people that made that, they said, well, download the game, enjoy it, because starting next year, you're not going to see it.
Yeah.
They're taking their game off of the market.
No shit.
Other companies are taking their games off of the market from Unity because Unity is doing this bullshit.
Yeah.
One of the biggest reasons why Fall Guys and Among Us are so big right now is because they're indies.
Yeah.
They're little tiny developers spending next to nothing trying to get this thing going, and then it boomed.
Yeah.
And look, if you want to go ahead and be like, okay, let's renegotiate some money, it's like, it became big, fine.
Yeah.
But if you had Fall Guys before what it is now, and they had to pay that money in order to get to where, like, dude, they'd be millions and millions of dollars in the hole before they even saw an ounce of anything.
Yeah.
So it is something that is just
crazy.
Absolutely pisses me off. And I don't necessarily know how to fully verbiage it. I guess verbiage makes no sense, but how to fully articulate my disdain.
Your anger.
Like,
good. That is fuel.
We wouldn't have games that have sat in game of the year categories without their current, without what they're currently doing as their platform. If you want to evolve your platform, fine, do that. Figure out a way to do that so that even like the small indie companies can still be a part of this type of thing. But with what they're trying to do starting next year, those indie companies are gone. They can't fucking work off of that.
They'll just go somewhere else.
Because Unity wants so much capital up front.
Xbox will buy them all.
I mean, look, they could. Xbox buys everything. And if it's not Xbox, then it will be Sony.
Yeah.
Speaking of them.
Who's them?
Them.
That was a very hard M at the end, really, sir. Was. Who's them?
I'm actually trying to remember what the hell I was about to say.
For Christ's sake, now it's just filler.
It wasn't originally. It wasn't originally filler, but I'm trying to remember what I was... Like, I honestly don't remember what I was going to say.
Well, you said them, so you're either talking about them. Xbox or Sony.
Yeah, I'm definitely talking about them. Oh, well. I'll try to remember.
Until next time.
Until next time, yeah. Jesus. That's essentially what it's going to be. Look, I never said I was good at this. We've been doing this shit for 5 years. We have almost... I mean, we have 170-something episodes. I'm never going to claim that I'm good at this.
That's fun, though.
Oh, I fucking love it.
It's fun.
Hands down.
Yes.
So, besides that little bit of fuck up that I just did, that was your news.
What's next? Oh, I know what's next.
I mean, come on.
I hope I know what's next.
So, now it is time to go ahead and let all the crew members at home and the ones abroad, we're going to tell you what we are playing.
Oh, I'll record it for you.
Oh, that's not right. Wait a minute. Fuck.
Oh, Jesus.
There we go.
It's,
hey, I'll fix it in post.
That's fine. I forgot.
I'll fix it in post.
You're not that good at this.
No, I'm not. I'm horrible at this. I told you. Fuck, I told you that shit.
Well, you're up.
All right. I have been playing nothing but Starfield.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know. I've seen you on every night. Every night this dude's on.
Yo, so here's the funny part about it. Like, the way that my wife and I have our connection time is basically just, yeah, I know. Yeah, it shakes. It's essentially our connection. You know, I mean, when we just kind of like chill.
Yeah.
She's on her phone. I'm playing games.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, that's our wind down. I mean, that's our wind down. That's how we actually start getting calmed down from the kids and everything, because the kids are already in bed at this point. Oh, so, God, yeah, pretty much. Starfield. Let's see. I still have yet to do an outpost. So outpost, essentially like building my own little village.
Yeah.
You mean think like Fallout 4.
Yeah, yeah.
So, or even 76. You mean when you're like mining and shit, because you do all that type of stuff too with these outposts. I mean, you have different planets. It's like the game is honestly a mix of 76 and Mass Effect 3 to me.
Okay.
Mass Effect 3 with the resources of the planets, except for you can actually go down on planet, you know what I'm saying, with this game. And then just Fallout 76, just because of the building of like, of just like everything with your outpost.
Yeah.
So the guns are fucking nuts. You have energy weapons, shotguns, rifles, assault rifles, old earth weapons as well.
Oh, that's cool.
Pump action shotguns.
Oh, shit.
I'm pretty sure there's a 1911 in there. Almost guaranteed there's a Colt 1911. You have AK. I found a fucking AK. I think it might have actually been a 74, not a 47. But like, I was caught off guard. I'm like, the fuck are you doing in here? And I didn't even go back to Earth.
Oh, an AKU-74?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't even go back to Earth because you can. Earth is completely desolate in this game.
Really?
Completely desolate.
That's
so
weird.
Not necessarily. So the game falls along the lines of, they knew that Earth was going to be uninhabitable in X amount of years. So they decided to start looking outward in space. And then that's, I mean, that's eventually how you get Starfield. You just, just the migration of humans out into the world and
universe.
Yeah, because the world would be Earth, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Fuck. Yes, universe. Thank you.
Welcome.
All right. And then, you know, hilarity ensues. And you got to fucking fly around and kill shit. You get to steal ships. You get to fucking pickpocket. There's a whole bunch of glitches in the game because it's Bethesda.
Yeah, Anyway, look, I've seen them.
I will say the glitches have been fun. So, I mean, there's the one in Aquila City, which is like one of the main hubs, and you can crouch and look in a puddle.
Yes, I saw that. I saw that.
And you find the chest from underneath the city, essentially.
Yeah, like what the fuck, dude?
You're talking about the one for Jemison.
Yeah, you look in the fucking puddle and you can steal everything that's there. I'm like, how?
The main planet that you do like everything off of, you mean, because you're part of this group called Constellation?
Yeah.
The main planet is called Jemison. So you're able to, where you see a door, there's actually not a door, or we see a window, wall, whatever, it's not there. It's just, you mean, it's just fake. You can run through it and then be on the underside, you mean, essentially the upside down of, you mean, of Bethesda's world, building world.
That's insane, dude.
And then from there, you gotta like run down to this little spot, and then you can take, it's like 74,000 credits, and like you get, all the resources and everything else for the entire economy of that area for like 48 hours. That's what you can steal.
And then you can go back and do it again?
Yes.
Oh my God, talk about cheating. Because here's
the thing, technically it's not stealing, because you mean, I know, it's not showing up with a little red thing.
Yeah, I know. I've seen the video. It's just wild to me. It's typical Bethesda.
Yes. But I will say this, like I was telling Andy,
you're having fun.
One of the things I'm loving more than anything is the lockpicking.
That was always fun though.
But it's completely different from what we used to do.
I believe it.
So, because for like a novice lock, you'll have six little pins, right?
Yeah, it's the actual lock picking.
Yeah. Yeah, so you need to actually like rotate and everything. But each, when you get a certain amount of lock picks done, you can upgrade your lock picking skill to where you'll see it blue.
Yeah. So
you'll see the lock blue. Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, if it works for that particular style.
I got you.
You just need to work yourself down to the final, to the final one, to where it opens up. I had one, it was a master level.
Yeah.
Okay? It had about 14.
Sick.
14 different combination things to work in.
Did you get it?
Oh, I got it.
Fuck yeah.
That's, do you want to know what I did? Do you want to know what was in there?
Probably nothing of importance.
Nothing at all. Empty. Master lock. You get like 10 XP for that. Master lock.
Wait, 10 XP for a master lock and you got nothing out of the deal?
Got nothing. There weren't even credits in there.
I would have paused it, saved it, quit playing that game for the day.
I laughed.
I would have stopped.
I laughed because I'm like, dude, I saw that shit. I saw that shit happening to other people online, and I'm like, oh, you fucking, you dumbasses, you nerds, you can't fucking.
You know what happened? Bethesda heard your ass and they were like, ha, we got you.
Oh, they troll so bad in this game.
We got you.
It is so funny though how much they troll. You have the extended warranty ship that comes out and flies around.
Shut up. I mean, that's funny.
It hails you. The ship hails you. And then you answer the hail and they go, hey, we've been really trying to get a hold of you for a while. We noticed that your ship's extended warranty is about to expire.
Oh my God.
I am not joking.
Blow it up.
I am not fucking joking.
Can you blow it up?
Actually, yes.
Good. That's what I would do.
And I watched a few videos of people doing that. You can actually just back out from the conversation and start shooting.
Thank God.
Because like I said to Andy, no matter where you are in this game, one of the best parts to me is that if you decide you want to just completely turn and just be a heel and just fucking kill everything, you can. At any point in time, you can pull your gun out and just start leveling motherfuckers.
I think that's what I would do. Be a bad guy. A really bad guy.
Probably would. But nah, dude, I'm having fun with it. I've only run one main storyline. Everything else I've been doing has just been fucking around in side stories and side quests and leveling up. That's
the best way to do it, dude. You're going to go and start that main mission again. You're going to be a fucking god on steroids.
I'm good. Beast mode. 100%.
Yeah, I love it.
But that's all I've been playing. I haven't been doing nothing else.
What do I got?
You said you had something that was interesting.
First off, I've got three that I've been playing. Normal, Call of Duty. So I'm not really going to talk about that.
Okay.
Normal Call of Duty. Andy and I finally... so we stopped doing the whole NHL thing. And Andy and I are co-oping.
It has run its course for us.
It has. And the new one's coming out soon anyway. And it will be
we right normally back flow at the exact... Like we're always this way. Over the last like month. Yep.
Yeah, the last month.
I mean, we're like don't really want to fuck with anyone.
I'm done. I just want to move on to the new one.
Well, plus, all the teams we play against are like top tier. You mean because they're the only ones that are still playing the game.
That's true. Well, we're also in the top tier.
I mean, we're
usually in the elite division.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, even so, I'm just like, come on, bro.
Yeah, I'm over it.
So, what are you even playing? Besides, we have
Call of Duty, and then Andy and I have been co-oping Far Cry 6, mm-hmm. which is outstanding. Typical fashion, not doing the main story mission, grabbing as many locations as we can, unlocking as much of the map as we can. We usually play for about 2 hours, and then call it good. However, when my daughter's in the room, I figured I have it downloaded. I've had it downloaded since I had the... since I got my Xbox. So I finally decided to jump in Ori and the Blind Forest.
Nice.
And it is... and I'm not a side-scroller, right? I don't like side-scrolling games. It's kind of why I just, like, put this one off for so long.
You evolved from that because that's where we started.
Right. I wish I would have played the game sooner. It is... absolutely a beautiful game.
Yes.
The story is absolutely fantastic. I'm playing this game in fashion like I do with every other game. So anytime I get to a location where there's like a little tree of life and I get a new power or a new unlock, I'll go right all the way back to the beginning of the game and I'll run through the stages and see what I missed and unlock what I can and grab the green orbs and grab the gold orbs and grab the blue orbs. And I'm just like... this game is so good. And Sophia, we turned that sumbitch all the way up, and she's like, she likes the music, she likes the color, she likes all the enemies.
Oh, God. The color is just so crisp.
Yep.
Very, very clean.
It is an outstanding game. I'm probably about 52% through. I've 8 hours in. Yeah, 8 hours in.
Okay.
I am playing it on... Is there a level selection for that? I don't remember. I don't think there is. I don't remember. Anyway, I don't really care what level I'm playing on. It's an outstanding game.
I say you shouldn't care. You mean the game?
Actually, I think there is, so you can enjoy more of the story and there's less enemies and stuff like that. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's a fantastic game. Everything about it is outstanding, and I can't wait to complete it so I can move on to the next one. Kind of sad Andy's not here because I would love to see his reaction to when I brought that up, because I know that's like one game that pulls at his heartstrings.
Oh, dude. So,
I
remember playing I played the first one and I was like, oh, okay, cool. I mean, like the story hit me. Everything just caught me, and I was like, wow, this game is like really special.
Oh my God, dude, it is.
And then I played Will of the Wisps, and that one almost had me.
Even is it so? It's better than
it's a continuation on what you're going. You mean on what your current run is?
What I'm going through.
Blind Forest.
What I'm going through.
Well, yeah.
What I'm going.
Yeah, it's all experiences. But I mean, it continues from that. It's like a few months after that one ends, and then you flow into this one. Yeah, and it is,
dude.
Like I said, when you get to the end of Will of the Wisps, talk to me.
I don't want to cry. Fuck off.
I didn't say you're going to cry. I just said it's going to hit. It's going to hit.
It is a great game, though. Yeah, I've had a great time playing it. I'm super stoked to finish it and start the new one.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. So we are going to let the recorded version of Anthony take us out.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then from there, we will just do the normal outro. So,
glorious. It's a glorious day today, and it's Saturday. And we're going to connect with CGC. You can find us at consolegamingcrew.com.
The rasp
is so
good.
You can find us at our email, which is consolegamingcrew@gmail.com.
I'm going to kill our audio.
Our Twitter.
On the recording anyway, so nobody's going to hear us talking.
YouTube and Instagram are both Console Gaming Crew. It's so much better here than when you send it to us. Boss Rush Network, which is Boss Rush.
I mean, these are also
great places.
Give me much better equipment.
You can find there aside from us.
Aside from us,
great people. By the way, Twitch should be returning at some point. It is CGC Podcast. We have co-op Mondays, and we're going to do something fancy for Fridays. I don't know yet, but that's where you can find us. And I hope you all have a wonderful day.
God damn, I love that.
Yeah, that's I don't know. Sometimes I don't like ever toot my own horn, but toot toot.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. If I could find a way to do like a best outro, you know what I mean, for like some type of award ceremony, I would absolutely put you in.
Send it in, baby.
I would. All right, y'all. So until next time, we ask you to please stay safe, treat each other with respect, love each other.
Play as many games as you can.
Play as many fucking games as you can, because that is exactly what it is about. And as always,
goodbye.
And game on.
Yes.